people have seen the penalty decision and everything else. And, you know, you have to move on. You know, we're all the best referees, best players, best coaches, best managers when we sat in the stand. None of us make mistakes. And, you know, you have to realise that out there, when that whistle goes, you know, people are going to make mistakes. And, yeah, disappointed, still disappointed in some respects. But we move on.
And at a place like Arsenal, you need the rub of the green.
Well, when you go to the top six or seven clubs, you need the wind blowing in your favour. You need everything. What you don't need decisions like that going against you. Arsenal have got a budget that's, what was it, 3-4 times bigger than ours. You know, they've got a stadium that fill, you know, twice as many people as what we would at the Hawthorns. Everything that they've got is in their favour. What we don't need is someone else giving them something else in their favour. So, but we, you know, we move on. Like I say, the referee has refereed our games a lot of times and has been very, very good in most of those games. I think he had a bit of an off night, but don't we all?
And you're due a penalty.
Well, you know, like I say, I spoke to Mike Riley during the week. I could put a compilation of decisions over a period of time and send it off to him and show him that we've justified penalties on quite a number of occasions and not got them, which has been disappointing, but there we are.
Is that line of communication open for you to someone like Mike Riley?
Mike's every time, you know, I've been in the Premier League for a long time now, and if I think that, you know, it's worth ringing him up and talking about a decision or a performance or whatever, Mike's always been really, really decent enough to ring me back, and we've had a good chat. And I just wanted his views, really, on one or two decisions during the game and one or two points. And he's always been very open, very forthright. You know, we might disagree on things, but, you know, he's always had the decency to ring me back.